Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Back here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, RJ Hawk, Christian Weaver, Todd Pierce holding things down. Justin Moore on the road, headed to Kansas. Frank Fletcher joins us right now. And before we get the segment going full-fledged, we got to bring in another guest, and that's Heather Baker.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Heather Baker, how are you, sweet lady?
Good morning, guys. I am fabulous. Good morning, Frank. I actually was talking about you yesterday, Frank, I have to tell you. So I was just talking about the car business and the changes and development in customer service. I actually saw a video of J.D. Wilson that was from years and years ago, and I just started talking about what people give. And, you know, I looked it up, and Ryan and I were sitting there, and the average person buys like 8 cars in a lifetime. Well, I averagely buy like 8 cars a year. Right? So it's a very different process. And when we were talking about who has the absolute best customer service, who always delivers, who always gives you the best deal on your trade, but makes the process easy. But also the follow-up. The follow-up is key. When somebody gets the car, checking on them, you've got Zippy, you've got an incredible staff rank, and I am just so thankful that you give back to the state so much. But you all do an amazing job in everything you do there, Frank.
Well, thank you so much. That's coming from you. That means a lot to me because I know you know the car business, and I really appreciate you saying that.
Yes, Heather, sir. We were actually at...
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. There's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, I was going to tell Frank we were actually out at the Wyndham last weekend. They had the International Vet Show. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen that many vets in one place in my life. That was such a sight to see.
Well, good stuff, Heather. Hey, Baz and Roger are down in the Keys, so we've been trying to hold it down all week. What do you got going on, and what's going on around Central Arkansas this weekend?
Sure, RJ. So we've got some car shows. We want to talk about those first. We have tonight, we have the Friday Night Car Meet. That's going to be at Way Back Burgers on Chenal Parkway. It actually starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon to 6 o'clock. All cars enthusiasts are encouraged to come. Cars and Coffee, there's 3. We've got Benton Cars and Coffee at Blue Heaven Restaurant in Benton. We have the Cars and Coffee at New Life Church in Conway, and a Cars and Coffee at Feed and Foley in Fayetteville. So if that's your thing, there's some opportunities for you to go show out your cars. We also have the Splash Bash. This is at Garvin Woodland Gardens, and I talk about this on a regular basis. They have the most incredible art install right now that you do not want to miss, but they are going to do something for everybody to cool down and refresh. So RJ, you can take your kids out there. Everybody enjoy this. It's 9 to 6 tomorrow, and it's actually going to be going on today and tomorrow, but they're going to have interactive water features going on all through Garvin Gardens and Hot Springs. That'll be incredible. Another Hot Springs event, the Ball Bavarian Circus, Germany's Great Circus, is going to be in Hot Springs this weekend at Garland County Fairgrounds. So they're going to have juggling, acrobats, breathtaking aerial acts, comedy, and so much more. Tickets are $22.50 for adults and only $17.50 for kids. You want to check that out at the Garland County Fairgrounds in Hot Springs. Another Hot Springs event, the Spa City Classic Indoor Pickleball Tournament. You know, so many people are into pickleball these days. This is one of the biggest tournaments. It's going to be at the Bank OZK Arena, Toms Ferry. We're going to have all that online as well. And I'm sure most of you have heard about this, but at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds, Little Rock is hosting the 49th National Bikers Roundup. So they're expecting about 40,000 attendees with this bike rally. Have you heard very much about this, RJ?
I have. I actually saw I think KRK did a news story on it the other night talking about, like, if you see a whole bunch of motorcycle people in the cabin, don't be alarmed because this was going on. And
it's not Hell's Angels coming.
Yeah, well, and they were interviewing some people, Heather, that said that I think they came from, like, California or Washington, and they've not missed one of these rallies. Like, they travel around wherever the rally
Sturgis
goes.
Sturgis is soon, I'm pretty
and,
soon.
Yeah, so they came
yeah,
down
it
for
is.
That. But
I got
it ought to be a lot of fun, Heather.
Yes, absolutely. So 1,000 clubs are coming together all across the United States, and they're going to be right here in Little Rock. So definitely be prepared for that, and that will be definitely a sight to see. We've got the 9 to 5 musical at Red Curtain Theater in Conway. If you're a theater activist, that'll be great. Back to school bash. Can you believe it is already time to go back to school?
Yep.
Time is flying. It's like almost time to put up your Christmas tree.
Yeah, isn't it tax?
Yeah, it is. So clothes, supplies, backpacks, more, all tax free. This is a great weekend to go out and get your school shopping done, clothes for stuff. The Promenade is going to be having a big bash Saturday from 11 to 1. But definitely, if you want to know that complete list, we have that on aymag.com of everything that will qualify for that.
SoCo and this little piggy will also. I'm done. Sorry, shameless plug, Heather. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
There you go. We've got Black Top Sunday. That's the ultimate Northwest Arkansas motorsports event, and that is in Rogers. We have our complete music lineup, including where Justin Moore is playing. That's on our online system at aymag.com. Everything that has to do with athletics and every event around the state. RJ, you can go to aymag.com and read all about it.
Hey, Heather, real quick before I let you go. So this weekend, my wife and I are going to Wilson, Arkansas, which I don't really know where Wilson, Arkansas is, but I think it's on the eastern side of the state. And we are going to this place called the Ten House Golf Club. Have you ever heard of this place?
Oh, I actually have. We've written about it before on a highlight of the town. I have not visited there before, but that little town is really quirky and unique, so you'll have a lot of fun there. But they've invested some good money there, so there's quite a few things to do around the town.
Okay, we're going for a birthday celebration for one of her friends, and I'd never heard of it before, and I was like, maybe Heather has heard of it. So, well, Heather,
yeah, I'll see if I can find the link and send it to you. But hey, RJ, yeah, I will also want to tell you the new AY will hit the streets in about an hour. We have the first interview with Coach Ryan Silverfield this morning that will be launched. He did an interview with AY, and we're excited to launch the football season. We've got Touchdown Club coming up. I know David and I have been working on that with some up-and-coming people that are coming into the Touchdown Club. It's going to be so exciting. But Razorback football is exciting to everybody, so make sure and grab an AY.com and see what Coach Ryan has to say.
Awesome. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Heather Baker with AY Magazine. We're going to this Frank, you said you don't play a lot of golf.
No, I'd love to learn, but I don't know how.
Well, I don't play a lot of golf either, Zip. And so my wife tells me that we are going to Wilson, Arkansas. Justin, have you ever been to this Ten House Golf Club in Wilson?
No, I've never even heard of Wilson.
So my wife has told me that we are going for a 50th birthday party for one of her friends, right? And this Ten House Golf Club is a private golf course that they've created. And when you rent it out, you have the entire course to yourself. And there's going to be a couple different couples. But this place is really nice. Like, I don't even know where Wilson is. I know it's a couple hours away. But this doesn't look like it would be something in eastern Arkansas. When you look at the pictures on it, I mean, it's got massive bunkers. It's got an 18-hole golf course with an 18-hole putting green on it. I don't know. I thought it was pretty neat, so I didn't know if you guys might know where that is.
Some wealthy folks over there.
I guess so. Frank, you've got some deals going on at the restaurant,
yeah,
right?
Tonight at the Riverfront Steakhouse, folks. I know if you listen to Randy, you get our specials, but tonight we are featuring the 8-ounce halibut, and I want to tell you a little bit about halibut. I don't know anything about different fishes, but I had this type of fish at a restaurant that I go to once a week, and it's good, it's wonderful, but it's $48, and so I decided to find out where they were getting this halibut from. So I got the source. And so we have halibut tonight, along with a lot of other, our homemade rolls, carrots, all kinds of sauces. It's $29.50 tonight at the Riverfront Steakhouse. We have, our 8-ounce filet, which I think is the best steak in town. Tonight we're serving it with a baked potato, homemade rolls for $39.90. I went to another great restaurant this week, and this filet was $80. So there's all kind of prices, because if you go to the grocery store, meat has gone way up. We're buying the best filet we can buy, and it's, I'm not going to tell our source, but it's not local, but it's a great piece of beef, 8 ounces, a football-sized potato, all the butter you can enjoy, homemade rolls, and last but not least is our pork chop. It's I think the best pork chop in town. It's served with a bone in it. It comes with mashed potatoes and the famous rolls, $25. Folks, you can add our salad bar, which has 28 items on it, for $6 when you buy any of the specials. The salad bar is a meal in itself. There's shrimp on the salad bar. There's homemade dressings, 28 different items. And I want to tell you something. You know, just using the pork chop, you tell me where you can go out and eat for $25 at a quality place with great service, with somebody catering to your every need. So we'd love for you to join us at the Riverfront Steakhouse. It's located in the Wyndham Hotel, 371-9000. We ask you to make a reservation, 371-9000.
It is the biggest, best salad bar in I would probably rival your salad bar to is there a rival for that salad bar?
I don't know.
Because I know Golden Corral.
A long time ago, there was a restaurant in Old Rock called Sirloin Inn, way back, a long time ago, 20 years ago. And they had this small salad bar, about 4 feet.
Yeah.
But it had these shrimp that you could put on your salad. And you get the plates, or we have our plates where they're real cold. And so you have two or three different kinds of lettuce and stuff. And you know, I just used to go over and fill up. I said, they're going to lose money on me. So that was where I got the idea of, you know, just having a big salad bar with all kinds of things. And you can just have a salad bar. It's $14.95 if you just want to come in and have a salad bar.
I'm going to tell on myself. I was 17 years old bussing tables for Frank. And then I was a high school student, and I didn't have no money. And, you can't pay a busboy, you know, a career wage. So when we would close up, we'd have to clean the tables, and we'd have to flip it for the breakfast people. It was a pain in the rear every night. They didn't do it for us.
Yeah.
We had to come in early and set our dinner up. But at night, we set up the breakfast people. And I would eat a salad bar for dinner, make me a plate. We weren't supposed to do that. I'd go in the corner, and I'd scarf it down real quick. So you can actually eat it as a meal, because I ate it as a meal about 3 days a week.
Hey, let's get some contestants on the line, Todd, for Fact or Crap. We've got to get that done.
We really only need one, unless they mess up, and then we'll get two.
Or doesn't Baz just, like, give it to them, even if they mess
up?
Yeah.
But maybe I'm a little bit more of a stickler than Baz.
Yeah.
They'll be playing for A Night with Led Zeppelin with Jason Bonham. That is, of course, the son of John Bonham. They're going to be playing Led Zeppelin music. That is at Oaklawn. So that is what you will win if you win.
And now Factor you've Crap. Got the questions for Factor Crap.
I do have the questions.
So I don't have to come up with this.
No.
Christian's made them tough. I know he has.
You have a 50-50 shot. I can tell you that.
I'll tell you this. Anytime that I've had to do this show when Baz and the, between match game and then birthday trivia on the zone, I'm not good at games. Like, I'm just not. I'm not. So when he told me we were going to do this, I said, okay, you're handling all that, because I'm not good at. I think I'm still in the system as saying finger monkey on match game one time, and it's still, Baz still doesn't.
Finger monkey.
Yeah,
finger monkey. So the word was finger, and you said monkey?
Yes, I did, because they've got those little finger monkeys.
Okay.
That,
okay.
And so
I think it was monkey,
that,
and he said finger.
Monkey finger.
All right, let's get this going.
So, okay, do we have a contestant, Todd? Todd.
Maybe he is on the phone right now.
Yeah.
That is possible. Let us know when we have a contestant, Todd, and we'll play
I'm going to give you a filler while you're getting contestants. I've got a trivia question that I want people to think about because somebody told me this. And if it's true, I'm not saying it is, but I think it's absolutely true. I want everybody to think about why all jockeys wear white pants. Why don't they wear, if they got a green jersey on, the owner has, why don't they wear green pants to make a great looking outfit? Why don't they wear black pants so, you know, they wouldn't get dirty? Why do all jockeys wear white pants? So I want you. You probably can't look this up on the internet.
No, I'm not. Why do they wear white pants?
So they can bleach them? I don't know. Keep them clean? Just
think about that.
White pants on a jockey.
I'm going to give you the answer because some people will be wasting their time trying to look it up. And I've heard this from a horse person, so I think this is true, that when a horse falls or stumbles or tumbles on the track, that they won't step on. They recognize white, and they won't step on a jockey if he's got a white pants.
Seriously?
That they found that less people get hurt like that. That if they wear a different color, the horse doesn't
recognize
black or green. Like dark. But they recognize white, that they won't step on it. You know, if they get up and the jockey's on the ground, that's why they always wore white pants. Now, I hope somebody will call in and tell me that's a true story because I think it's very interesting.
That is, I've not heard that. Todd, do we have a contestant?
We've actually got a full call board.
And you know what, guys? If you don't win for Factor Craft, we will be playing Match Game in a bit, so you could stay on hold and you could possibly win for Match Game. But you can go ahead and play the open for Factor Crap.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or Crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuse sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
Todd let us know that Wilson is about 30 minutes from Blytheville, by the way.
I'm getting a lot of text about that. That's what I'm looking at right now. A lot of folks, Johnny Cash's
boyhood home is not too far.
It's, I guess, Dias is just right around the corner. So.
Yeah, it's just, I looked, it's like just due north of Memphis, it looked like.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe this could be a cool trip.
Here we go. We got our question. Is it Nick? We got Nick on the line.
That's me. I'm Nick.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to ask the question, and we're going to let Chris, Frank, RJ, and Todd either guess whether it's fact or crap. And you can go.
Justin.
Oh, yeah. Justin, too. Justin's here. He's not usually here on Friday.
Okay. I'm not much help in this game.
So you can let them answer.
Don't be in confusion with Roger not here.
Yeah. You can let them answer, and you can either go along with theirs, or you can come up with your own determination. Venus spins in the opposite direction of the rest of the planets. Fact or crap? Chris?
Fact.
Fact.
It spins in the opposite direction?
Yes.
I'm gonna say that's crap.
All right, Justin?
I think that's fact, I believe.
All right.
I don't know that, Nick, but I think.
I got to go with the majority of the vote here because I don't know it either. I'm going to say it's fact.
Venus spins in the opposite direction of other planets is a fact. It spins in the opposite direction of all of the other planets. They don't know exactly why, but they suggest that it was maybe hit by another celestial body in the past and got through off its axis. Oh. So it spins in a different way.
Okay, so you're up one.
Winner.
So,
Two out of three.
And then he's going to get the tickets.
Walt Disney had a dog named Pluto. Fact or crap, Chris?
No, I'm going fact.
Crap.
No, it's crap.
Justin?
I'm going to say crap. It seems too obvious.
All right. And, Nick, what is your answer?
I'm going to say crap.
Walt Disney had a dog named Pluto. Fact or crap is crap. So, Nick, you are a winner. You are going to go see Jason Bonham in the Led Zeppelin Experience over at Oakwan.
I think some...
I read
the story that Pluto was a character in the Disney series, and it was... given to him by like a secretary, and that's how Pluto came about. I think that's how when I came.
Um, Go ahead and stay on the line, and Todd will get your info, and we'll put in your stuff, and we'll tell you how to get your tickets, all right?
Awesome. Thanks, thank Nick. You, guys.
All right, thank you.
Frank, you keep up with the NFL, and we talked about the Dallas Cowboys just a minute ago and about how this is the year they're going to win the Super Bowl. But Baker Mayfield, the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, was just presented a contract the other day. It was a two-year contract. He didn't give the number, but he said that they were so far off that he feels like he's a $50 million a year quarterback.
Well, I just got through watching the newest series of Quarterback on Netflix.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched that, you know, they put out a new one. It's done by Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest shows, yeah, if you like NFL, showing you the huddle and everything about it's absolutely a wonderful show, guys. If you're, or mm-hmm, ladies, if you like NFL, watch this. And Baker Mayfield is on there for a long time, and I really got to see him play, you know, when he started at Cleveland, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's a gutsy guy, and it shows his home life with his kids and family. He is, to me, he's worth in the top five quarterbacks. Top
really?
Five.
So yep. you would put him in the top five?
Yeah, I would, you know, if I had my choice, he'd be the Dallas quarterback. He's. I think he's won more games in the last 2 minutes than anybody in the last 10 years. I mean, he's a good. I don't really particularly like him personally, you know, how he acts, but he's a guy that's going to get it done. You know, he's not very tall, and he doesn't have some of the natural talents that some of the other guys do, but he's got the "I want to win" as bad as anybody I've ever seen, and I got that really from watching this show called Quarterback. So if you haven't seen the latest one, he's really a star.
Frank, you weren't here when I said it, but this is the year for our Cowboys. We've got a 4,000 yard passer.
We got two best receivers.
We got the two best receivers in the league. We got a 1,000 yard rusher.
The question is, what kind of defense?
We got Caleb Downs that we just drafted. I mean, Quinnen Williams, we're going to have a full season with him.
Yep.
Defense is going to be great. This is the year. Jerry's going to go all in this year.
I hope so. I love it. I love it. But defense has been today. I mean, the offense has been fine.
We got the best kicker in the league that can hit it from 65. Sure. I'm just telling you.
He's amazing.
You know, your best receiver there is on a – he's on a – what do you call it? Contract year.
Yeah.
So
franchise tag.
Somebody said that, you know – he's getting paid. What do you call it? What is it?
The deal he's on?
The franchise tag. Right?
Yeah, it's the franchise.
I couldn't think of it. Franchise tag. So, you know, if he wants to get the highest paid receiver in the league, he's got to put up the statistics this year.
Yeah.
So he'll probably play out of his mind in the next year. Different story once he gets the big contract. Always is.
Todd, we got to take a break. When we come back, we will have 30 minutes left in the show live from Fletcher.
We'll talk to Big Sarge, and we still got to do a match game here in a little bit.
And we're going to let Zippy and Frank tell about the deal today.
Maybe show some cars off as well.
Yeah. Before we wrap this thing up. So, hey, if you're in the market for a car, Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is the place to come at the end of the month. And when we come back, we will do all that as it's Morning Mayhem. It's 9:29.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This
Texas Sports Center.
Well, it took extra innings to do it, but the Arkansas Travelers won their second consecutive game against the Midland Rockhounds 9-6 in 10 innings Thursday night in Midland. Aaron McKeithen was the offensive star for the Travs, going 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. His RBI single in the top of the 10th broke a 5-5 tie. Jared Sundstrom went 2-for-5 with 3 RBI and a run scored. He hit a 2-run home run in the 5th inning, then added an RBI single in the 6th. Blake Rambush was 2-for-4 with an RBI single in the 10th. Game 4 of the 6-game series gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. That means Stephen Davis has the Visit Hot Springs pregame show for you starting at 6:45 on our sister station 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone, brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
With KARK's Joel Young.
Friday brings more dangerous heat, climbing up to 97. It will feel like 105 to 109, so heat advisories are in effect through the day. There's about a 20% chance of a few showers and storms, and a greater chance Friday night as a cool front comes through, dropping us to 79 by Saturday morning. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Fox 16 Chief Meteorologist Joel Young.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho. Think UAMS.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas' number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet. I'm going to take an ATV rider course.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. And reserve your spring project today.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Maumelle exit.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
About 30 minutes left of this Friday edition of Morning Mayhem, live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I haven't said this. Normally, I do my segment on Friday mornings, and I want to thank Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. That's where they sponsor me and do all this stuff. So I want to say thank you to them. I'll be actually going out there today to take some flooring that I purchased on this house that I remodeled. But if you're in the market for flooring, fixtures, tile, backsplash, even appliances, you can go out to Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. Go online to naturalstatewholesale.com, and you can see everything that they've got in store out in Cabot at Natural State Wholesale. Okay, we are at Fletcher Day. Real quick, give us the deal of the day. If somebody's just getting in the car right now, they want to hear what you got for a deal.
So I don't know what the factory is going to do. It's the last day of the month on a Friday. So I can't tell you if the rebates and these deals are going to go through Monday. Now,
let me ask you the question before you start on this. So we don't really know whether they're going to continue these numbers on rebates or not.
Right. So they have we get on here and we talk about deals every month. We put things on the radio. But this has been the biggest rebates and manufacturer money all year. Ram trucks, $15,000 off on the Laramie and Bighorns. You can come in, write me a check. You can trade one in. You don't have to trade one in. Like I said, a lot of our competitors require a lot of things to be able to get that kind of money off. Frank's never going to let us advertise something that's gimmicky. You got $8,000 off of these Grand Cherokees. You got up to $9,000 off the Gladiator Rubicons. You got the new Jeep Compass starting at $399 a month. We got these Grand Wagoneers. We got a little bit of every color, and we're at $59,997. And Frank did something a little bit different. Frank loves chrome. We have a Grand Wagoneer out here with chrome wheels. You can't order them with chrome wheels, so he's got some special wheels on there. He's not charging anything extra for them. We're going to have it in the showroom floor this morning. You got certified pre-owned vehicles. We got payments starting at $249 a month. So if you look at these new vehicles and you see a high dollar price, every time you come in, you're always going to see a huge value on the pre-owned side. And we've got 25 model trucks, 24 model trucks, 23, and you can save up to $30,000, $40,000 off the original sticker price by going to a slightly pre-owned vehicle, and then we're going to certify it. That way when you leave here, you got peace of mind. So as we have all these new cars and we have great deals, and a lot of people want to buy a new vehicle because they want the warranty. They don't want to buy something that somebody else has driven. But there's always the opposite. There's somebody out there trying to buy a value, trying to get something affordable. So we try to have a little bit for everybody. So as much as I can take off these new trucks, I got pre-owned specials. Frank, literally every day, he's got to be one of the few owners in America that actually prices the cars. It's not a gimmick. It's his hobby. Y'all were talking about golf. Frank don't play golf. He plays cars every day. So he's in there sometimes having a good day and bad day. If he thinks we put too much money in a trade, he marks it at cost. That way it moves on. We don't price off cost. We price off market. He's got 9 stores, so he knows what the market is on these pre-owned vehicles. And about a week ago, he goes, man, you're not selling many pre-owned vehicles. He does what's called a hit list. Walmart calls it a rollback. Everybody's got their own way to do it. But a hit list doesn't mean they've been hit. It means that Frank's hit the price and lowered the price. And same thing with our new cars. Because just like the customer, we pay interest on these vehicles. So the longer we have them here, the more expensive they get for us just to be, they're not yard ornaments. You know, we got to turn and earn. So we turn them and we give the value to y'all. So we don't take a lot of these public companies. They have to take them to the auction. Frank would rather give y'all the deal than another deal buying it. So he marks them down, and that's something he does himself. I mean, we don't do it. He does it.
Well, hey, real quick, let's go to the hotline real quick. Big Sarge is on the line. Sarge, you there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you? Where are you? Don't tell me you're back in Texas fishing again today.
Well, you know, so real quick, let me just self-ID. I've got a little bit of congestion going on. Let me tell you why, RJ.
Okay.
Last week, Camp Bass, 2026, this is their 19th year for doing this. Now, we represented Arkansas, had 3 anglers go down there. These are high school kids, 12 to 16, 40 kids, over 4,000 kids around the world signed up for it, but they could only take 40 kids. Now, it starts on Monday and ends on Friday with a huge banquet and a award ceremony. But let me throw these numbers out before I talk about Fletcher. 50 65 bass over 4 pounds, 63 over 5 pounds, and a 9.51 big bass. And of course, this was Lake Fork, but they have this Camp Bass that's been going on, a huge sponsorship, you know, that joined in. And so it's really a cool thing, but it was 107 degrees. So yeah. When I got through fishing, I went back to my place and it was like 38 degrees. but anyway, shout out to them. Hey, yesterday I was coming in and looking for Zippy, and I did a video with Cole, and I just want to tell Mr. Fletcher that, and everybody listening, that they have something very unique at Fletcher, and that's having Cole in the same parking lot. So when you buy a Jeep or a truck, you can get these accessories added on. And so he was showing me a storage. Zippy, you can help me out. A storage thing that goes in the back of a Gladiator or a truck, right?
Man, yeah, this guy tricked it out. He bought a Gladiator, and he is a contractor, and he added a deck system. You open up the rear of it. It's got lights. It's got boxes. It's got shelves. It's got racks.
Like in the bed? Or?
I mean, it looks like a zombie apocalypse in the bed. But it's all, it looks like an armored vehicle. But it's tricked out to help him do his job. And a lot of dealers do some accessories. We do it all in-house, and it saves everybody a ton of money. But you dream it, we can build it. You know, if you want 35s, you want 2-inch leveling kit, you want a 6-inch leveling kit, you want steps, bed liners, you name it, we can pretty much do it. And we do it in-house, and we do it with not cheap parts. We do quality work, and we stand behind the work.
That's right. And you know, it's no secret that I push the trucks, and I'm in a Laramie right now, and Zippy talked me out of the Hemi. And for a good reason, and I'm so happy that I did, because the gas mileage, the horsepower of me pulling that bass rig all around the nation in these tournaments is unbelievable. So folks that are listening, which I get asked all the time about my Black Laramie on how it looks and the gas mileage, folks, if you're listening, you need to go check out this turbo, and Zippy can talk about that. But this Sunday, guys, we're going to catch up. Listen, August is supposed to be the hottest of the year, and that's fine because the bass group up. They're easier to catch. The crappie are on fire at Lake Ouachita, and just one little old hunting part is we got an early archery hunt for velvet 29 through 31 August. And Zippy, this is for you because you gator hunt. The gator hunt applications close tonight. So how's that sound, guys?
It sounds like a plan, Sarge. Hey, we gotta run, but hey, we'll be listening on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Sarge, we love you.
Thanks, Sarge. Boy, he's are you gator hunt?
No, I don't know what he's talking about, but I mean, I would go on a gator hunt. If anybody's listening and takes anybody on gator hunt, I'd love to go on gator hunt.
When he said, Zippy, I know you gator hunt, I'm like, wait a minute.
I used to watch swamp people.
He's being nice to Zippy.
Believe it or not, I've always wanted to gator hunt. I've got a client that he actually has a boat set up that literally he gets a license or a permit every year and goes, and you ought to see some of the pictures down in South Arkansas of him getting gators and things like that. So
hey, we got match game, and we got a caller on the line already. His name is Matt, so we can go ahead and play that open, Todd.
It's time to play the match game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys can come up with.
All right. Matt is playing for the same thing that we played for in Factor Crap. It is the Jason Bottom Led Zeppelin night at Oaklawn. So, Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. You know how the match game works?
I do.
All right. I'm going to explain it anyway, actually. I'm going to say a word, and then you will say a word that is the first thing that comes to your mind after I say that word. And all of you will also do it. Justin, Frank, Chris, RJ, Todd, if you want to. The word is... high. Now, let everyone else, that's H-I-G-H, high, let everyone else give, you say what you have, and then they'll give their answers. So, RJ, do you have yours?
Yes.
Frank, do you have yours?
Yeah.
Chris, do you have yours?
Yes.
Justin, do you have yours?
I do.
All right. Todd, do you have yours if you are playing? Okay. Matt, give us your answer.
Fidelity.
High Fidelity, the movie with John Cusack in it.
Do you have a backup answer?
Well, I didn't think you were going to guess that, RJ.
Can we call an audible? Give us a second answer. How about that?
High Point.
Okay, I'll take that one.
That's better.
RJ, what do you got?
I had High Five.
High Five. Frank.
High Low.
High Low.
That's High Five.
High Five. You guys are alike.
Justin.
That High Class.
High Class. That. And Todd, what'd you have?
High Top.
I had High White. So Matt did not get that one. We'll do one more. Hopefully you'll win. The word is cat. C-A-T.
Cat?
Yes. Okay. Chris, do you have something
for me? Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
Yep.
RJ, that's Justin.
Frank. Meow.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that may be a hit.
Ain't that the Roger deal?
Yeah, that is true. Todd?
I have one, yes.
All right. We all got our answers. So, Matt, do you have an answer for cat?
Yeah, I'm going to guess what RJ's guessing. It's catfish.
Okay. Chris?
I had nap. Cat nap.
Frank.
Meow. Meow.
Justin, did you also have meow? What do you have?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Todd.
I had catfish.
All right. And RJ, what do you have?
I had catfish.
Yeah, okay.
So there we go.
I had cat.
I knew that.
So me and Chris had the same. Matt, you have won. You're going to see the Jason Bonham Led Zeppelin experience over in Oaklawn. Stay on the line, and Todd will go ahead and get your info, but we can go ahead and send it to break, I think, Todd. Yeah. We'll go ahead and wrap up our show.
I think I messed up Roger's bid. I was just trying to pay out to him.
No, first off, I love during match game that both Frank and Justin both went meow.
They knew it was a setup.
I didn't even hear Frank do that.
No,
that's awesome.
Frank did meow, and it threw me off. I was like, yes, Roger's legacy lives on. That both Frank
I missed it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, hey, when we come back, we'll wrap this thing up and get you the last deal of the day. And if you're looking for a car, Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, that's the place to come. It's the end of the month. It's 9:48 on Morning Mayhem.
But I'm going to be where the lights are shining on me.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday morning. Travs winning a wild one last night in Midland in 10 innings, 9-6. Travelers never trailed in the ballgame, but saw a couple multi-run leads disappear, including a three-run homer by Midland's Leo DeFries, the number 2 prospect in baseball that tied the game in the 8th inning. Travs responded every time, though, finally got 4 runs in the 10th inning and finished off the 9-6 victory. Aaron McKeithen, 3 hits, had the go-ahead RBI in the 10th. Jared Sundstrom, 2 hits, including his 10th home run, and drove in 3. Nico Telesche delivered a strong 7 innings in the start as well. Tonight, the Travs go for a 3rd consecutive win in Midland, and they've got Cade Anderson on the mound. 16th start of the season for the standout lefty. He's 9-1 with a 1.27 ERA. Coverage starts at 6:45 over on Buzz 2. First pitch from Midland at 7 o'clock. Travs on the road this weekend. They are back home next week, August 4th through 9th at Dickey Stevens Park. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 30 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear, hurt in a car, call LeVar, here's what that really means. You talk to real lawyers who know Arkansas, not a call center. We deal with the insurance company so you don't have to. And if you can't come to us, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 30 years and ready when you need us.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist? Or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just a fine. They're a second chance. A reminder of what's on the line when you're behind the wheel. You won't get a do-over every time. Take this as your sign to follow the speed limit every drive. Speeding slows you down.
A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems that can keep you up at night, like snoring, aches and pains, or sleeping hot. Our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now at Mattress Firm, get any size mattress for one low price, starting at $249.99. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Meet Lee Platts, a renter whose possessions fill not only her apartment, but also the darkest corners of a mini storage unit, a land of both truth and fiction. Truth, everything inside is protected by Progressive. Fiction, one day Lee will fit into her clothes from senior year of high school. Renters, discover coverage for what you love and what you can't get rid of in Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
.954 Morning Mayhem, live at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's the end of the month. Ram trucks up to $15,000 off. Jeep Grand Cherokees up to $8,000 off. Rubicon's $9,000, and then they've got a great certified pre-owned vehicle selection with payments starting at $249 a month. So if you're looking for a new vehicle, Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood is the place to come for a vehicle. Well, if you're on the live right now and you can see what's going on, Christian's walking around taking a look at all the vehicles that Fletcher has in stock for you to come out and look for. If you're looking for that deal, now's the time to come. Todd is, I guess, Phil and Justin are at the Pine Bluff Four Ball. Are they on the line?
Oh, there
he is. Hey!
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you, man?
Well, Well, first off, I have not seen you, and I have to say congratulations on your future marriage. I saw it on, I know it's old news for a lot of people around here, but I saw it on Facebook, yeah. And I've not seen you, so I wanted to say congratulations to you for that.
He just took his headset off for a moment, so I'll take those congratulations for you, RJ. Thank you. Oh, that's so cool. Nice of you. I'm really excited to get married.
He really cares about what I think, so I just want to say thanks.
I apologize.
Sorry, we had to talk to the pro for a second. Anyway, yes, thank you, RJ. I appreciate that. We're looking forward to it. And people keep asking me, when's it going to happen? And I'm like, I have no idea. So I'm waiting on schedules.
Your job to plan.
Waiting on schedules.
It's not your job
well,
to plan.
Well, it is partially. Yeah, it's part of it. But I also am waiting on my basketball schedule and everything else. So we are, we're at the mercy of our jobs. Anyway, so we're going to hang out today here and talk to a few folks from Pine Bluff Country Club. I was telling Phil I was hanging out with a couple former major leaguers last night, not to name drop, but, you know, Torrey Hunter comes back. I'm so cool. Torrey Hunter comes back and plays in this tournament every year, and that dude smashes. And he's trying to explain to me the similarities between a golf swing and a baseball swing last night in the way that he uses his hips. And I was like, that's very impressive, Torrey. I can't do that. Anyway.
It's all in the hips.
Apparently so. It's all in the hips. Anyway, and then Matt Kemp, the former Dodger and Met, and he played for like five organizations. Yeah, he's
Padres?
Here, too, and they got a Padres, sure. Uh-huh. But very talented dude. Anyway, really good guy. They live over near each other in Texas, in Dallas area, and so they come in every year and play. I think they both won their individual flights last year, and I think they're probably going to be in good shape to do that again this year. Anyway, I don't know if we'll get those guys on or not, but I'll keep an eye out for Torrey, and if he pops in here, we'll grab him for sure. We've also got Trey coming up from the Bahamas. Right now he's hanging out with pigs, from what I saw on his Twitter account. He is covering the Razorback basketball team down in the Bahamas, so we'll talk a little bit about their matchup. They're going to be on, of course, tonight, finally getting underway, so we're excited about that. And then we've got Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, which I forgot to put in the tweet because I'm stupid. And we've got entertainment, birthdays, and a whole lot more. So there you go. And our Zone Rewind's outstanding. I don't know if you guys heard the story this week.
I can't wait to
hear Trace Adkins.
The Trace Adkins story again.
Again, it's so good about his ex-wife shooting him. We got some sound from Big Ten Media Days, too, that's absolutely fantastic. So don't go anywhere.
Awesome. Well, that will be the Zone. Phil and Justin hanging out at Pine Bluff Four Ball. Hey, we're wrapping things up here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. If you want a deal, this is the place to go. It's the end of the month. Christian, great job.
Appreciate it. Thank you coming on with me on Thursday. Thank Trey Reed and Pigskin, or Friday, I mean.
Yeah.
Thank Pigskin and Trey Reed for coming on with me on Wednesday and Thursday. The boys will be back on Monday.
Yeah.
So if you've missed them, you'll get them then.
They'll come back on Monday. Todd, thanks so much, man. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm off to Wilson, Arkansas to go play golf at this.
You have to report back.
Yeah, I'll let you guys. Justin, hey, be safe going to Kansas. And I will definitely you guys know how all this goes until Monday when Baz and everybody comes back. It's been Morning Mayhem live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. So long.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 800